This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Just hours now until attorneys present their closing arguments to the jury in the murder trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin. The AP's Julie Walker.
There's no time limit for those closing arguments. Prosecutors go first, then defense, followed by rebuttal from prosecution. Then the jurors get to decide the case. They will be sequestered while they deliberate. The prosecution contends Derek Chauvin's knee on Floyd's neck for 9 minutes and 29 seconds was to blame. The defense argues the former officer used reasonable force and Floyd's drug use and heart killed him.
The former FedEx employee who shot and killed 8 people at a FedEx facility in Indianapolis bought the 2 rifles used in the attack legally, say police, despite red flag laws designed to prevent purchases like that. A manhunt is underway for a former sheriff's deputy suspected of killing 3 people in Austin, Texas. Interim Police Chief Joseph Chacon says the shooter knew his victims.
Our preliminary investigation indicates that he did know the victims and that it was certainly targeted to them.
He talked to KVUE-TV. No word yet on a motive. Dr. Anthony Fauci says he expects the government to allow vaccinators to give the Johnson & Johnson shot again within days, after the government recommended a pause to investigate reports of blood clots.
The pause was to take a look, make sure we know all the information we can have within that time frame.
Dr. Fauci was on ABC's This Week. Half of the adults in this country have now gotten a COVID shot, says the CDC. The virus has killed more than 3 million people around the world. NASA's experimental Mars helicopter took flight this morning, the first powered, controlled flight on another planet. The triumph was hailed as a Wright Brothers moment. This is AP News. The world's 2 biggest carbon polluters are coming together, agreeing to cooperate on climate change. Yep, the U.S. and China. And this comes just ahead of a virtual summit hosted by President Biden.
The United States and China released a statement following 2 days of talks in Shanghai, in which they announced that they have agreed to tackle the climate crisis with the seriousness and urgency that it demands. Speaking in Seoul, the U.S. Special Presidential Envoy for Climate, John Kerry, said there is still a lot of work to be done.
That's done some things. China's had an amazing deployment of renewables. And China has the major producer of solar panels in the world. But that doesn't mean you don't need to reduce the coal.
China is the world's biggest carbon emitter, followed by the United States. The two countries pump out nearly half of the fossil fuel fumes that are warming the planet's atmosphere. I'm Karen Chamas.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.